say hello on the road again. No matter what kind of intro we have first, Alan Miller with you. Thanks to Eric at the controls and to the medical geniuses at the Mayo Clinic who have done so much work on me in the last few months that I'm sure several have retired. And it's a pleasure to be back. Eric has instructions that if I fall asleep, he's going to jump right in and take over. But we want to welcome you to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. And I thrive, as you know, who have been listening over the years, on a back and forth with people calling in. So 952-946-6205. And I want to welcome you all, Twin Cities, even as far away as Chadsford, Pennsylvania, where we have listeners. Amazing, amazing what happens. And we're ready to talk about just about anything that you want to talk about this afternoon. You want to talk about Minnesota politics. You want to talk about how Tim Pawlenty has the chutzpah to try to run for governor again after what he did to us last time. What's he going to do, make it worse? I don't know. You want to talk about the Gang of Thieves, the Trump mafia crime family? We're ready to go with that. You want to talk about impeachment and these idiots in the Freedom Caucus who put in a bill yesterday for the impeachment of Rod Rosenstein, the attorney general? We'll talk about that. You want to talk about rule of law, which is diminishing and falling away so fast that you better check. You want to talk about immigration and the 914 kids who we were told today that this idiotic government can't return to their parents because they don't know where the hell the parents are. Have the parents been deported? Have the parents been what? You want to talk about Dennis Nunes? Talk about impeachment and talk about anybody who should be brought up on charges. That treasonous individual who's the head of the House Intelligence Committee. Now, there's an oxymoron for you. Intelligence and Dennis Nunes. You want to talk about Russia? My grandparents came from Russia, and boy, am I glad they got the hell out of there. You want to talk about Michael Cohen? Again, 952-946-6205. You want to talk about Putin? You want to talk about altering transcripts? You want to talk about omissions in transcripts? You want to talk about corruption and treason in the First Amendment? You want to talk about Donald Trump's day-to-day conduct? Do you want to talk about Kavanaugh and O'Connell and the fright of him going on to the Supreme Court? You want to talk about banning reports and doctoring things? You want to talk about Fox News? You want to talk about tapes and telling the truth? You want to talk about Jeff Sessions, who, when he launders his sheets, I notice have eye holes in them? You want to talk about any of these things? We're here and we're happy to talk to you. And let's see what we've got. It looks like somebody is calling in right now. And from Robbinsdale, Brad wants to talk about Jim Jordan, one of the 11 morons.
For me?
You're on
the
air.
I wanted to give some type of vindication because people have thrown all kinds of allegations about him.
You tell me he's a prince.
For me?
You're going to tell me he's a prince.
Well, I mean, that's going to be sort of the end result here. I mean, this is I'm being facetious here. This is not a vindication at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's a prince, it's here, prince, here, boy.
For me?
I say, if he's a prince, I would say, here, prince, here, boy, because he's just a dog.
No. But again, I mean, he's one of the people who's calling for the impeachment of Rosenstein. And so anyway, I just wanted to kind of but he's got all these sort of allegations about Ohio, his time as coach at Ohio State.
Yeah. What's that got to do with Rosenstein?
Pardon me? With what?
You're talking about the ones with Jordan himself. The fact that, yes. Did he know, did he not know about the allegations? We have a dozen people who say he knew about the allegations, and there were many, many complaints. He says he never heard.
Well, I mean, this is so, I'm going to use some of my perverse humor. I mean, I'm going to say that he's innocent, but it's actually going to turn out he's not.
Fire away. Convince me.
Okay, well, again, I mean, people say he's innocent, that he was completely unaware. But, again, I mean, even currently now he is unaware that he's getting it buggered by Donald One Inch, et cetera.
Well, that's, the sad part of it. He walks into the locker room. He sees the doctor or whoever it was, or the coach, with his hand on somebody's groin, and he says, "What are you doing?" And he says, "Oh, I'm just taking inventory." And he says, "Oh, okay." And he didn't know anything about it. Give me a break. That's what these 11 patriots who have the nerve to call themselves a Freedom Caucus ought to call themselves an Incarceration Caucus.
Yeah, but I want to just say that currently he is unaware that he's getting buggered by Donald One Inch, along with the majority of the Republican caucus in the Congress, and, again, unfortunately, the majority of the American public.
Well, I think that he's not unaware. I think that he's very aware, and I think in his home district they're making sure that he's very aware. And in any event, I thank you for your call, Brad, and anybody else wants to call in. 952-946-6205. Alan Miller here in a feisty mood. And as I said, thanks to the Mayo, I've got a voice. And that's a long story that you don't want to be bored with. But again, it's a pleasure to be back here. And I was the first of the substitutes on this station when Janet Robert had the courage to really start the station well over a decade ago now, and I'm like a bad penny. I keep coming back. They can't get rid of me.
Yeah, Alan.
They try.
I want to talk about how yesterday was your birthday.
You don't even want to know about that. But
I don't?
Thank you, Eric. I have more rings around my trunk than a sequoia. That's all I will say. And I know that I have many more yesterdays than I do tomorrows. But that hasn't taken my enthusiasm down. That hasn't taken my frustration down. That hasn't taken my anger down at what's going on in our country in terms of the federal government or of the people who want to do the same thing to the state again that they did and what the legislature accomplished or didn't accomplish this year under Kurt Dowd and his cronies, where we went through two sessions and really didn't get anything done. And if you don't vote Democratic this time, you really, really don't deserve to be in a democracy. And if you don't vote Democratic this time, you may well not be in a democracy. It would be only Donald Trump's thrill to be dictator for life. And you look at the people that he loves, and they're all dictators for life. The only difference between he and them is some of them actually have brains. Putin actually has some cunning and some smarts. Trump has nothing. And he proves it over and over again every day. And you don't believe me? 952-946-6205. We talked very briefly about the fact that an impeachment bill was brought up against Rod Rosenstein. Well, I'll tell you something. You know what impeachment is? It's Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. You can impeach for a conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes or misdemeanors. Tell me anything that Rod Rosenstein has done in his career but being a credit to the FBI and a credit even in the face of everything he's had to put up with. That he goes forward and is trying to keep this company on the straight and narrow. Jim is calling from St. Paul to say that Trump is a liar. It's not that Trump is a liar, Jim. Trump doesn't know how to tell the truth. He doesn't even know when he's lying now, because whatever he says now, he's going to take back 10 minutes from now. But, Jim, you called in to be heard, so let's hear you.
Well, I always watch Channel 2 at 6 o'clock. The PBS report, you know the one I mean, Alan?
Right.
Last night, they had the most wonderful essay on...
Keep your voice up, Jim.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
I'm having trouble hearing you also. So.
Okay. Should I call again and try for another connection?
We could do that. Nothing to lose. And that excites me because that means I'll get another call coming in. So
I tell you what, Alan, I'll do that because I really want to tell you this. This is good.
Okay, very good. I will say that I did not see the Channel 2 show yesterday and at 6 o'clock. I don't normally. I might be at 5 o'clock. I might be watching Ari Melber on MSNBC. And if I had to take a guess, and I see the lights flashing, I think that maybe Jim is calling back. And if it is Jim calling back, terrific, and we'll give it another try. Okay, Jim, let's see.
Thank
how...
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well.
Okay. You know, last night, and I think it was the 25th, so people can look this up, because I know somebody that did that after I told them about it.
Last night was the 24th. It was my birthday. Don't forget that.
Anyway, they were talking about the truth and Donald Trump. And they had a guy on there who was a Republican in the both Bush administrations, and he was appointed by Reagan. They had a guy in there from National Public Radio and a woman, I think, from some newspaper. And they went through the lies that Donald Trump tells and the fact that he is unable to hold any news conference or anything without lying.
Was this an all-day? Was this an all-day program? If they went through his lies,
yeah, and night and day, he doesn't even have to lie on stuff, and he lies. And his entire administration is the same way. It's unbelievable, and I wish people would see that and see how a lot of people, they don't want to hear it because they say, oh, people just yell and they get so loud, and these people were factual. They were very articulate, and they went by everything I wanted to hear, everything I knew was true. And all I can say is, I don't know if you've seen that, Alan, or not.
No, I have not, but I'll make it a point to call it up.
It was last night, PBS. It's 53 minutes long. I mean, not that entire, I mean, it's in that section. But these people explained just how Trump and his entire administration, all they do is lie. And these poor people, you know, I used to call them dumb, but I feel so sorry for them. Because
I don't feel sorry for them. And you can call them dumb. You can call them uninformed.
By choice, they're that way.
You can call them Fox addicts. But whatever you call them, don't feel that they're poor people. They picked this guy. They picked this gang of thieves. They picked the crime family. Anybody who had a modicum of history knew that 30 years ago, Trump took a full-page ad in the New York Daily News, which, by the way, is under siege right now, and one of the sad, sad stories of our time, but called for the execution of a gang of five black young men who were called the Central Park Five. He called for their execution. This was 4 days, I think, after a rape had occurred. And those men have now been exonerated. So you know,
well, he's the worst disgrace and the worst. He's an actual crook. I mean, we've had some bad presidents. You know, you could say they were bad, but they're not anywhere near in the same vein as Trump.
Well, that's because he has no moral center. He has no concept of right or wrong. He is ignorant about the law, and he's too lazy or too stupid to learn. He doesn't read. He doesn't even take his full reports, his security reports every morning, and he has somebody give them to him, and they only give him the good information because he flies into a rage. I wish he was Rumpelstiltskin. He would stamp and stamp and stamp until he went through the floor. But the fact of the matter is he doesn't. And, we have to live with it at the moment, but I hope we don't have to live with it too much longer. And, Jim, you're right on. I thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
We're up on a short break right now. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. 952-946-6205.
Hi, everybody. Make plans to attend the one and only Powderhorn Art Fair on Saturday and Sunday, August 4th and 5th, in the heart of South Minneapolis and picture-perfect Powderhorn Park. Experience and purchase original artwork from more than 230 artists. Spend time with your family and friends creating your own work of art at over a half a dozen art stations. And don't forget to grab a bite to eat from over 25 different food trucks. So join us on Saturday, August 4th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Sunday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or both. The Powderhorn Art Fair is proudly brought to you by Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association in collaboration with the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board with a generous gift from the Metropolitan Regional Art Council. Again, join us for over 230 artists, 25 food trucks, and 6 arts experiences on August 4th and 5th. So we'll see you there at one of the most local art fairs around.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
At Pride Institute, being LGBTQ+ is the norm, not the exception. Their highly trained and skilled staff understand your issues and will help you live a happy, healthy life as a proud LGBTQ+ person. They offer you hope to overcome your addiction and live the life you want. Their treatment programs are designed to assist you in developing the knowledge, skills, and attitudes for long-term recovery. Therapy groups include health education, LGBTQ issues, HIV and chronic illness, trauma, grief and loss, transgender support, nicotine recovery education, and sexual health. Pride Institute offers a residential treatment program, a partial hospitalization program that includes day programming with lodging, and an intensive outpatient program. If you or someone in your life can benefit from guidance and coping skills, life balance, and other tools necessary for long-term recovery, check them out at pride-institute.com or call 800-547-7433 now.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
That's our favorite guy, Willie. And that's one constant in our life. Alan Miller with you. Eric out there at the controls and got strict, strict directions that if I fall asleep, he's to put a buzz in me. In any event, 952-946-6205. Give us a call. Let's joust. Let's talk. Let's talk about the mess that this country is in. Perhaps you know what the people on the Titanic felt like because it's somewhat similar. I see our freedoms going down, and I don't see anybody coming forward to stop them. There are a few voices out there, yes, but the real voices are the ones that are going to be heard on November 6th. We got a chance to turn around the House of Representatives. We have a chance to turn around the Senate. We have a chance that these two bodies can pass some legislation and put some halters on this maniac who is running our country. And I say maniac advisedly because he's certainly an unbalanced individual who does not deserve, nor does the world deserve, what he is doing and has done over these last 18 months, is it 19 months now? It's pretty scary. and we were afraid. You know, from the day you saw him really taking a disabled reporter and mocking him, you knew, if you didn't know his history before that, you knew that this was a man who was not fit to be president. But if you did know a little bit about his history before that, you would know that his 4 or 5 or 6 bankruptcies left all the people who invested money in his casinos, etc., out in the cold, and yet he seemed to come out ahead. Have you tried a Trump steak? I certainly hope not. Have you drunk Trump water? It probably comes from what they're recycling out of Flint. I mean, he is just a fraud on every level. As Jim said when he called in from St. Paul, he's a liar and the people around him are liars. You wonder how Sarah Huckabubu Saunders can possibly sleep at night. You wonder about how some of these people, Jeff Sessions, I know how he can sleep at night. A little old Kentucky bourbon and complete ignorance of what's going on around him, and he puts his head on the pillow, which he takes off his head with the eye holes in it. But let's face it, folks, there is a lot going on that we can't control at the moment, but there's a lot that we have the power to control. If you have not registered to vote yet and you don't register to vote in this election, then I don't want to hear your voice. Much the same as Matt said earlier. Then shut up. Then you don't deserve to be heard. Because if you don't want to step up and try to take part in your country and in your government and try to do something to save it from the morass that we're in, as I said, the Titanic and its sinking, then by all means, go your own way. But if you care about this country, if you care about democracy, if you care about the First Amendment, if you care about Fourth Amendment and search and seizure, if you care about the most important or one of the most important things, the press and freedom of the press, if you care about the fact that if our president doesn't like a question that somebody throws him, out at him during a press conference or when he's walking to his helicopter to go play golf, that he bans that person from the press room. This is not the world that we are used to living in. This is not the world of censorship. I thought this was a constitutional representative government called the United States of America, that beacon on the hill. You know, it happened. I was in New York a couple weeks ago, and the Statue of Liberty is sitting down crying, and she has a blanket over her head. She's ashamed to be seen. You might not find that to be believable, but I urge you to head into the city and see for yourself. It's France wants to take it back and melt it down and make money out of it. It's really a sad, sad situation that we find ourselves in. And even a sadder situation is that we're coming up on a half-hour break. So after the break, 952-946-6205, Alan Miller, AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Eric at the controls, and we'll be back.
When you think of a Russian souvenir, I bet that Matryoshka, the nesting doll, is the first thing that comes to mind. I'm happy to say that our exhibition of these Matryoshka dolls, which delighted thousands of families over the holidays, has been extended through August 11th. Whether you're from Moscow or Mankato, you'll be stunned by the variety, shapes, and intricate details of this massive collection. Deals on Groupon. Visit us today or online at tmora.org.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years' experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Summer is the season to clean. For roof, siding, garage floors, decks, and more, Blue Sky Services can help you out. Anything that can be power washed, Blue Skies can safely soft wash. A power washing alternative that doesn't damage your home. So don't wait until it's too late and you need to replace things. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484 and tell them that you're an AM 950 listener to save up to $100 in July only. That is 651-447-4484. Call now to save on July's services.
This week, Connections Radio Show will be doing a Part 2 radio show at 10 a.m. We'll be featuring Fearless Comedy Production. This group encourages, empowers, and educates new artists and existing talents and explores the limits of comedy while striving to create a more diverse and inclusive environment. We'll be chatting about the upcoming Fringe Theater Festival and doing radio theater. Tune in this Saturday at 10 a.m. to hear Big Fun Radio Fun Time here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, isolated showers before 8 p.m. with lows around 56. Friday, sunny with a high near 77. And Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Saturday has a 20% chance of rain with a high near 77 and a low around 58. Ferndale Market is a third-generation family-owned turkey farm. Started in 1939, they are proud to still bear founder Fern Peterson's name. You can find their turkeys all over Minnesota in local grocery stores. Check out what makes them different at ferndalemarket.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Not necessarily the road that's called 494, but certainly one of the roads. Coming into the station today, 494 reminded me of the Queens Expressway or the Long Island Expressway, and I thought I had left that behind me several decades ago.
Yeah, it reminds me of a parking lot.
Oh, it was scary. It really was scary. There are people there getting out of their cars and selling food to people stuck in cars behind them. I mean, you just wouldn't believe. And one of the things I should mention and I wanted to mention is about our sponsors. Please patronize our sponsors because it's our sponsors who keep us on the air. And this experiment called Progressive Radio – and this is the only progressive radio station that's available to you here in the Twin Cities, in the state of Minnesota, and the other areas that we reach, including Chads Ford, Pennsylvania. But patronize these people. You heard one of our sponsors talking about legitimate Russian dolls that he sells. There is another Russian doll I understand is being sold in Washington right now. It's a Donald Trump doll, and if you unscrew it and look inside, you'll find a Michael Pence doll. And if you unscrew that one and look inside, you'll find a Donald Trump Jr. doll. And if you unscrew that one and look inside, you'll find a Jeff Sessions doll. And if you unscrew that one and you look inside, really, you'll find a Jared Kushner doll. So the point of all this is that they're selling a bunch of screwy dolls. And you don't want that. So patronize our sponsors and get the legitimate stuff. And again, 952-946-6205. Alan Miller here. And we will take your questions. We will even take your abuse. Because that's part of the game. You can do that in progressive radio. You can do that on a democratically oriented or a similar program. You can't do that. We don't screen your calls. We put you on the air, and we let you vent your spleen if that's the way you want to do it, or have a good discussion and a dialogue if that's the way you want to do it. Jennifer is calling in from Stillwater, and she wants to talk about the Richard Painter, Professor Richard Painter, Tina Smith run for the U.S. Senate. Jennifer, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to complain, I guess, that, you know, we have a United States Senate seat that's open and that there hasn't been a single debate. So we have a lot of people who are in the dark because they don't have any way to know, you know, the differences between Tina Smith and Richard Painter, because Tina Smith has refused dozens of times to debate Richard Painter. And I've called the DFL for like 3 weeks, and I finally got through this morning. And they said, yeah, we still don't have anything scheduled, and Tina's really busy. And then she said, oh, wait, we've scheduled a debate out at Farm Fest. And I said, well, where's Farm Fest? And she said, that's in Morgan, Minnesota. And I said, I was born in Minnesota. I don't know where Morgan, Minnesota is. And she said, well, it's way out west. And, you know, this debate is on a Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. And I said, well, how long does this debate last? And she said, 30 minutes. And it's four people. It's the two Republicans, Karen Housley and Bob Anderson, and Tina Smith and Richard Painter. And
which gives nobody
like
any
6 minutes a person.
Yeah, it really gives nobody any time to really, really present themselves. In fairness to Tina Smith, she has been the lieutenant governor, and she has accomplished a lot as lieutenant governor in the 8 years that she was serving with Mark Dayton. And in fairness to her, she has been campaigning pretty hard. Now, that's not to say that she is anxious to debate, because she hasn't been. The other side of the coin is Richard Painter, Professor Painter, who's a brilliant guy and who was the chief ethics lawyer for George W. Bush, has a lot to offer, and he has very progressive views. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, he's going to be a guest on my TV show, Access to Democracy, which you can get on our website probably next week, anytime you go on there, or within 10 days. The show will be on Egan TV, and we have 20 other cities in lower part of Minnesota that pick us up. So Professor Painter will be on for a half-hour interview, and he's going to be interviewed by Professor David Schultz. And you probably all know Professor David Schultz, who has appeared
on
television many times.
Cable.
It should be a wonderful half-hour discussion, and it'll be on YouTube in about 10 days. It'll be up on our website in a few days. Again, that's Access to Democracy, TO, not the number two. And you really get a chance to learn a lot about Professor Painter. Now, also, I have to mention that Tina Smith has been invited on many times and has chosen, as she chose not to debate, she has chosen not to appear on the show. I take a very dim view of people who are afraid to come forward and be heard and let people know what they're all about and what they stand for and what their background is. And I say that defending Tina Smith's record as lieutenant governor. But by all means, if you get a chance, you can see a lot of about Professor Painter again, because he's been on Access to Democracy before, and he is very willing to debate. And you're absolutely right about that, Jennifer.
We had someone call in with a correction. Tina Smith had only been lieutenant governor for 4 years.
For 4 years.
Yeah.
I take that, and I accept that. That's right.
Am I still on?
Pardon? You are absolutely still on.
Okay, yeah. And I just wanted to say, too, you know, that this seat, you know, was Al Franken's seat. And so Al Franken was one of 17 senators who had signed on to Bernie's single-payer bill that has been sitting in the Senate now for almost 2 years. And when we lost Al Franken, it dropped down to 16 senators, including Bernie, who have signed on to Bernie's single-payer plan. And Tina Smith has refused to sign on, you know, even though she's sitting in Al Franken's seat, appointed to that seat. And so we've actually lost ground on getting single-payer.
Another very valid criticism, Jennifer. And, you know, when we lost Al Franken, we lost a giant. And Al Franken did more in the short time that he was on and accomplished so much. And I begged him not to resign, because I don't think that he would have ever been removed from office. And on very, very questionable, really, complaints. But he chose to take the high road and just get out. It's a shame, because we really lost a giant when we lost Al Franken. And God knows we could use him today more than we ever could. So you're right on about that, Jennifer.
Yeah. And as far as your subject of the day with Trump, you know, Richard Painter is the one that sued Trump. You know, if you look up, you know, just Google Richard Painter sues Trump, he sued Trump in January of 2017, the day after he was sworn into office. Trump, Richard Painter is the only person that has sued Trump so for ethics violations.
Absolutely. So. And as I say, he's an outstanding guy, and it's really a shame that people don't know either Painter or that much about Tina Smith, because you like to be educated when you go into that voting booth, or most of us do, certainly on the left. On the right, they don't care about education. They will take what they get and follow Fox or follow Trump, which is one of the things that have gotten us into this mess. And I certainly thank you so much. You're well informed, and it's a pleasure to talk to you, Jennifer. Anything else you want to cover? I think we lost her. 952-946-6205. Alan Miller with you. We are here at AM 950. The progressive voice, and I say that again, progressive voice of Minnesota, the only progressive voice of Minnesota. Right now, we're going to take a short break and give you some of those sponsors who keep us on the air and who we urge you to patronize.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Guess who called me the other day? You did. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Computer Revolution in Roseville. I want to thank AM950 listeners who called to thank us for supporting the station. So here's an offer exclusive to 950 listeners. Bring your broken computer or cell phone to our Roseville store, say I'm an AM950 listener, and you'll receive $20 off any repair. Computer Revolution with cell phone repair, located in Roseville at Highway 36 and Fairview Avenue, or call 651-633-6600. And thanks.
I'm Richard Painter, and I'm running in the DFL primary for the U.S. Senate. I believe we're at a critical juncture in our nation's history. Our democracy is under siege by the Trump administration. Foreign influence is unchecked as politicians exploit power for private gain rather than the public good. But what is happening right now is a symptom of a larger disease. The corruptive influence of money in politics makes government unresponsive to the people. For 25 years, I have been speaking out against corruption on Wall Street and in Washington. Now I want to fight for you in the United States Senate. I will fight foreign-owned mining companies seeking to pollute our waterways. I will fight against money and politics and corruption on all levels of government. I will fight to initiate investigations and hearings for the treasonous behavior of President Trump. It's time to impeach. Please support me in the DFL primary on August 14. See all the issues at PainterMinnesota.com. I'm Richard Painter, and I approve this message.
Ad prepared and paid for by Painter Minnesota.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Make plans to attend the one and only Powderhorn Art Fair on Saturday and Sunday, August 4th and 5th in the heart of South Minneapolis and picture-perfect Powderhorn Park. Experience and purchase original artwork from more than 230 artists. Spend time with your family and friends creating your own work of art at over half a dozen art stations. And don't forget to grab a bite to eat from over 25 different food trucks. So join us on Saturday, August 4th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Sunday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or both. The Powderhorn Art Fair is proudly brought to you by Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association in collaboration with the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board with a generous gift from the Metropolitan Regional Art Council. Again, join us for over 230 artists, 25 food trucks, and 6 arts experiences on August 4th and 5th. So we'll see you there at one of the most local art fairs around.
On the road again.
And this is Alan Miller again on AM 950, 952, 946, 6205. We still have a 15-minute segment left, and we have Mark calling in from Fridley, and we've spoken with him before. Mark, how are you?
Good, Alan. How are you?
Good. You
Sorry
want to talk about
traffic.
Professor Painter?
It's really unbelievable. All city planners should lose their job. But I met and have met with Richard Painter on a few occasions. And at first, I was certainly skeptical, but I am come across and supporting Richard Painter for a variety of reasons. You know, number one being really a fearless prosecutor and a professor at the University of Minnesota in ethics, but he is against mining in northern Minnesota, which would, you know, put all of us in our state at risk for centuries. When Tina Smith had an amendment called the Smith Amendment attached to a defense appropriations bill to try to, you know, sneak through allowing mining in northern Minnesota, along with the support of Amy Klobuchar. He is very strong on accountability and transparency. And the rule of law, as far as when it comes to going after white collar criminals.
Very strong on health care, also. Very strong on health care. Health care for everyone.
Health, which certainly, you know, we can go back to the comments of Martin Luther King, you know, basically telling us that is the purest form of evil, not taking care of the health and welfare of your families. The other thing, too.
I think there was a fellow by the name of Jesus who said something similar to that.
Veterans and veterans affairs and veterans health care, which is huge. Now, Donald Trump has had 3 directors of the VA in his tenure. And under Barack Obama, admitting, you know, the same thing, the VA is a corrupt cesspool. And these people were caught with their hand in the till. And it was atrocious how the veterans were treated. And then you go back to W. Bush when the, you know, what's supposed to be the preeminent military hospital, Walter Reed, was covered in black mold and cockroaches. We still have not done service to those who have served our country. And Richard Painter, I believe him, will stand up for veterans as well.
He is very intense on that. Having spoken with him and having interviewed him on my show, Access to Democracy, my TV show, we've talked about that and some of his other positions. And as I said, he'll be on tomorrow, so you won't be able to get it.
What's interesting with him, and I'm sure you know this, is that when he does an event, you know, he'll talk for 15, 20 minutes and then open up for an hour and a half of questions. And I think it is a disservice to the people of Minnesota that a sitting politician will, you know, refuses for whatever reason to have a debate that could give, you know, whether you see the debate, if they have a debate up in Brainerd, you know, you can put that up on YouTube, you can still see the debate. But I don't mean a debate where they say, hi, how are you? You know, I'm Tina Smith and here's a donut. I want a debate where, you know,
You mean a legitimate debate, a debate where they give their positions and they have a back and forth whether they agree with each other or not, but they substantiate their positions. And, yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And we have offered to host that kind of a debate, but the current senator hasn't chosen to do that. So I do thank you, Mark, for calling in, and your information is right on. And next we're going to talk to Kathy from St. Paul, who wants to talk about Professor Painter. Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi there. Sorry. I'm sorry. I probably don't have the greatest connection. I'm on my cell phone. You know, I'm calling about Richard Painter because I don't know why. Everybody's treating him like he's the bright, shiny object, and the man has been a Republican for the past 30 years.
Well, if you look back at his record,
ethics lawyer for the George W. Bush administration.
That's correct, but he hasn't.
One of the most corrupt administrations.
Kathy.
I think only second to Donald Trump's administration. And why did he voluntarily decide to be a lawyer for them, an ethics lawyer? I mean, did he happen to tell Bush that it's really unethical to perpetrate a fraud against the American people?
Kathy, I don't want to cut you off, and I won't, but I insist on having the opportunity to respond to you. Number one, he hasn't been a Republican for 30 years. He was a Democrat.
And
he started out as a Democrat. The fact that he worked for Bush does not mean that he sold himself out to Bush. He was an ethics lawyer, and if you recall, they probably got through that administration with very little complaint about ethics, as opposed to...
Well, what about Valerie Plame? They outed Valerie Plame. That's unethical. What about the torture and all the black?
Valerie Plame. There's a fellow by the name of Dick Cheney who did that, and that was not the subject of an ethics violation. We do have somebody else calling in. Kathy, I thank you for your call, and we're moving on to another call from, and I'm not sure who it's from, but it's good. This is the kind of thing that we need. We need a dialogue. We need people calling in. We need people who are spirited, and we have a discussion. This is really, really what they don't have on the Republican side, and what they don't have on the really right-wing radio stations. And Jennifer, I don't know if this is the same Jennifer who called earlier, but she's going to talk about just what an ethics lawyer does or doesn't control. And Jennifer, you've got the floor. Go ahead, Jennifer. I hope Jennifer's...
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to respond to what Kathy just said.
Yeah.
She needs to look up what ethics attorneys do, because it has nothing to do with policy.
That's what I was trying to explain to her.
Yeah. They don't do anything to do with policy. He had nothing to do with the Iraq War. In fact, he didn't even come in until the last 2 years of the Bush administration, long after we had already invaded Iraq wrongly. And he doesn't have anything to do with that. Ethics attorneys, it's a bureaucratic job. It's not political. It's just checking the legality of various employees in the White House and things like that.
And different positions, that are presented to them.
Exactly. And Richard Painter actually volunteered for the Jimmy Carter campaign. He used to be a Democrat, and I believe Walter Mondale, if I recall correctly. So, you know, if we're going to go there, we could talk about how Hillary Clinton was a Goldwater girl and
good for you, Jennifer, because
Goldwater
that's...
and was raised a Republican. And a lot of people are claiming, oh, Richard Painter is a carpetbagger. Well, really? Because he moved here in 2007. That's, you know, 11 years ago. And Hillary Clinton moved immediately to New York State and became a New York senator immediately. So, hello. Is that not carpetbagging?
No, no,
you're
right
on.
And what you say is factual and true, as opposed to what Trump says, which is unfactual and false, and what we hear out of the Republicans. And yes, he was a longtime Democrat, so that saying that he's been a Republican for 30 years is completely, completely inappropriate. And I tried to correct that to the caller. And you certainly have helped in that regard, as well as what ethics is all about in terms of the federal ethics attorney. And Jennifer, I thank you again for calling in. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Okay, we've got a couple of minutes left, not too many. It took a while for you guys to get the message and start calling in, but I'm glad you did. And let's see if we can knock off one more call in the next couple of minutes. We have Kathy calling in again, and I feel like I have the Jennifer-Kathy battle going on here. Kathy, fire away.
Sorry, pal. I just, you know, Richard Painter joined the George W. Bush administration and in 2005, so the Iraq War was already starting. Why did he decide to be a part of that very corrupt administration? He was helping them.
There were a lot of honest people who were not involved in quote unquote corruption, as you say. And the fact of the matter is, we corrected what you said about his being a 30-year Republican, which is not true. And going beyond that, well, you got to really research your statements. And going beyond that, the fact of the matter, let's not talk about any more history. Let's talk about who can do the best job in the U.S. Senate for us. And I'm not taking a position here, but it's either Painter
Richard Painter's going to be on with Ellie this Monday, and I wish somebody would ask him some of my questions. Why was he Republican for, you know, I don't know how long? I mean, which I think they're really part of the problem and why we're in this big mess in the first place. You know, I just wish they'd ask him more pointed questions instead of just letting him go on his spiel.
Well, look at Access to Democracy in about a week online, and you will see him interviewed again tomorrow. As I said, Tina Smith has chosen not to accept our invitations to come on. And actually, my invitation to spend the rest of the afternoon with you is just about over. I see that time is creeping up on us. I thank you again, Kathy, and I thank Jennifer.
Thank you.
And keep listening, keep calling in, keep participating. Make sure you vote. This is Alan Miller, and again, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We thank you so much.